This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. Check out the best hamburger in town. 656-7563 for pickup. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. They have a new website, 1stgalleryart.com, that is growing every day. Art has been adding to his collection over 40 years and is now selling it. Over 99% of this art has never been framed.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Art Hall. Come and see me at the gallery. I look forward to meeting you.
324-6696. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. Check it out at jtsdinerpalmdesert.com. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink. We have refills. People don't know what to do to get their cartridge refills since Costco quit filling. Laser Ink has had them all along. They are an old-fashioned mom-and-pop store offering good old service, tips, and advice. They also have free delivery when you order supplies like ink and toner. Sales, repairs, and supplies for just about all office equipment.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
Check it all out at laserink.com. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. Palm Springs Life magazine readers and editors have named Lulu and Aqua California Bistro's winner in their annual Best of the Best 2021 awards, just announced in the August edition. Lulu and Aqua are both winners for Best California Cuisine. Lulu for Best Breakfast Brunch and Lulu for Best Takeout, which was also an editor's pick. It's always an honor to be recognized by our guest as their best. Lulu and Aqua are open daily for your dining pleasure. And Lulu is celebrating an anniversary. Lulu is turning 10, and there's a festive weekend planned for August 21st and 22nd. Come by for brunch, lunch, or dinner, and get a free cotton candy for the table to celebrate. Check it all out at lulupalmsprings.com. Okay, Joey pals, all of those things, Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar, First Gallery, $50, JT's Diner, $20, great restaurant, Laser Ink, and Lulu California Bistro, they were our restaurant of the week. Okay, Dr. Hodgkins is here, and his birthday wife, and he have 5 children, and I've got 3. So we'll take the 8th caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 8, you win Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bars. Try the fries made out of sweet potatoes. Oh. First Gallery, $50. Art's healthy again. JT's Diner, he didn't have COVID. Laser Ink. We report when anyone is sick and they have the sniffles.
Right, you want to make sure they don't. Not COVID.
Not COVID. And Lulu California Bistro. Enjoy it in good health. We're in our 79th week, as we said, of the word pandemic. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. That means Dr. Brian Hodgkins from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Okay, let's open the medicine cabinet. Squeak, get a little WD-40.
Yes.
Okay, this was interesting. There was a study in another country, and I didn't write it down, but the Joey Pal, they probably went to the internet, and you've told us not to do that.
Yes.
But it's a pretty interesting question. Ivermectin, is that how you say it?
Ivermectin.
Because last week, Lindsay told us it is not particularly effective against COVID. But this listener said, I read that people who've taken ivermectin, they found that 85% of the men who took it became sterile.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I didn't take it.
Wait. 5 babies. Yeah, let's run that around the table.
It's way past that now. Well, So Lindsay is correct, and I don't, I haven't seen anything that says the effect of ivermectin is a side effect, you know, inducing sterility in men of at least childbearing age. So I haven't seen that. So let's just set that aside and say probably not totally accurate as far as a percentage. We do know that it's normally a routinely well-tolerated medication for head lice and for other worm
in animals.
And in humans. It's used rarely in humans for things like that, and also for worms, stranguloides, cysticercoides. These are you're just not going to get these. You're going to see these in other countries. Yes, okay. It is used for deworming in horses. I just want to share something with the listeners because I get this all the time. You can go on the internet. You can look up National Institutes of Health or NCIB, and you're going to see studies that were done February, May of this year that tout just real high degree of benefit from ivermectin. I just want to share that two of the studies that everyone has cited in their own papers on this, one from Egypt was pulled for fraud, and the one from Argentina arguably may have been what I call a sink side study, which means it was never done. I mean, the data is not correct. There's all kinds of errors in the tables. It purportedly may never have actually been carried out. And Gosh. So that data was also pulled. And when you pull these data from these studies that actually may not have happened ever, it decreases the benefit from some of the meta-analysis that's been done. There is a phase 2 trial ongoing. There are studies in the U.S., double-blinded, placebo-controlled, 2,300 people that showed it had little or no benefit, and that was with low degree of confidence. Wow. So I can't recommend it. I know there are doctors out prescribing it. And the danger of it is, out of all the studies that were done and added into the meta-analysis, no one took the same dose. Some people took the dose for 7 days. Oh, some took a dose for 2 days, on day one and day seven. And at doses, just so you're aware of this, I mentioned this maybe the last time I was here, it worked in a test tube. Bleach works in a test tube too, right? It kills the virus. But this particular medication, you cannot get tissue levels or serum levels high enough with doses that we normally administer because the IC50 is, you'd have to take literally 100 times the normal doses.
Oh, dear.
So, and if you're taking horse doses, you may be getting that. So it's not without risk, and it may have little benefit. And if you're young and healthy and you're worried about it, you're probably going to pull through anyway. Let's just wait for some of the oral meds that are in development right now to come out. Exciting. We may even see one before the end of the year, but Pfizer has a great one out, and Merck, Molnupiravir is on the horizon. It's just, it's in middle of phase 3 trials. This actually, induces, errors in the RNA sequencing of viruses so they can't, replicate. This looks promising. There's another one from Pfizer that's on the way. These are like late in phase 3 trials. So that data
over
may
the counter.
They'll be through prescription, but they may be released under EUA, Emergency Use Authorization, before the FDA actually has to weigh in on the total picture on this. So there are meds coming. In the meantime, the best thing you can do is vaccine. Comirnaty.
Take the
which
shot
is the new Pfizer, the name, official name for what we call Comirnaty. Comirnaty. Is it... I don't know where they, you know, this is marketing firms come up with these names. It's supposed to be like RNA and community.
Hydroxychloroquine.
And coronavirus. They put them all together and then they
Bam,
come up with a name.
Lam, Ivamab.
Right. And so listeners listeners who were waiting for licensing, right, and now they're telling me, oh, it's not the same vaccine, et cetera. That's not true. Once again, stop reading Facebook and the internet.
Yes.
This is already approved by the FDA. They're interchangeable. We have millions of doses of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine out here, and we're not going to throw it away to put another label on it. Okay. It's identical, and the only reason why it says legally distinct is because they has to be put in a different box. It has to be put done with a package insert, and the EUAs have all been rewritten. So stop pointing at that saying that's not the same vaccine. Totally untrue.
Ready for another question?
Yes, I'm mad now.
I can tell. Okay, thank goodness he's 6 feet away. Okay, question number two. Are the risks of side effects, you kind of answered this, different with the booster?
No. They pretty much the same. And you know, when you actually look at now all the major side effects from the mRNA vaccines, so both Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech, the only one that stands out still to this day is still the risk, an excess risk of myocarditis in young men, somewhere between 1 and 5 cases per 100,000, which exceeds what we would normally see in a population. We know these are self-limiting and benign. And so here's what I can tell you. The side effects of COVID infection are 1,000 times worse than the side effects of the vaccine.
Okay. You saw the study. Someone wanted me to tell you that breast milk has antibodies if the mother has been vaccinated.
Yes, that's very good. And that all aligns now. We've been saying all along. The ACOG, American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, want people vaccinated. The FDA has said it's totally safe, and we're seeing the uptick of all these moms getting vaccinated. And in fact, we had one of our own patients go on KESQ just a few weeks ago and say they did it for the safety of their baby. Good for her to get that message out.
Question number 4. 36% of Americans got their reading. Tell when they're reading the internet, can't you? 36% of Americans got no antibodies after they had COVID.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, explain the question to me.
Okay.
So they were looking for the natural.
Yeah. So okay. So here's it. So this may be a little bit misleading on the percentage. We do know, and this is available from NIH, National Institute of Health. The data looks like around 10%. 1 out of 10 people infected did not manifest antibodies when sampled. So we're sampling antibodies post-infection, and it matters when you're sampling. So if you get them 2 weeks after, you might get antibodies. And if you do it 2 months later, you might get no antibodies. So that's all very important. The other piece of this is the antibodies don't tell all the story, right? Because we're looking for specific neutralizing antibodies, antibodies directed at the nucleocapsid part of the virus plus the spike protein. Remember, the T cells are critically important.
Lindsay tried to tell us that.
Yeah, so
she lost me.
So the antibodies, might drift away quickly, but the T memory cells, they don't forget. They're like the elephant in the room. They don't forget. So when they see the coronavirus again, even variants, it tells the B cells. The T cell tells the B cell start making antibodies, and they do. And okay. So. We're worried that some people don't manifest any antibodies. That's scary. It may not be as high as 36%, but we do know that there's, and that's to be expected. It depends on the age of the person. Were they immunocompetent when they got infected? All these things, when you throw it all into the big bucket, that percentage is somewhere between 10 and something else. May not be as high as 36.
Remind me again. You get better antibodies from the vaccine than you do natural immunity, or the other way around?
No, we definitively, this has been reported and studied. The mRNA vaccines generate specific antibodies to the spike protein, which is important.
The vaccine.
Vaccines
okay.
do, yeah. Way higher than you would get from natural infection.
Okay.
So you have natural infection, you'll get, let's just say, antibodies level 5. Mm-hmm. Remember that the concentration doesn't matter. It's really the type of antibody and what it's directed at.
Okay.
With the vaccine, instead of a level 5, you get 25. Once you've been infected and you get a vaccine, that 25 becomes a 50. So natural infection, you recuperate, you have immunity. It's some immunity. The vaccines target specific spike proteins, which is how the virus connects to your cells, the ACE2 receptor, and that's how you get sick in the lungs specifically. Oh. So you want antibodies that target the worst part of the virus. That's what these do, neutralizing antibodies.
I can picture that.
Once you're sick and you get vaccinated, you are like Superman.
There you go.
That doesn't mean you're not going to get sick if this thing mutates crazily.
But you're not going to be very sick with many symptoms. You're not going to go to the hospital, and you're not going to get dead.
That's right.
I love that.
If you want your hair and nails done, there's no line at the Undertaker.
Okay, I think that covers risk of side effects. Mu variant we talked about, breast milk, children in the vaccine you covered? Okay, I think we went through. Okay, you tell us what you want us to remember this week.
Well, just for all, Joey and I were talking about 9/11 celebration, even though it's today, we're celebrating it in memoriam all month long. And there's some great, you know, I've been watching some of these shows, like that Talk Box was so impressive.
Really?
It was just the heart wrenching.
So yeah.
And maybe your listeners don't know this, but Teresa might have told you this. I was flying into New York that morning. I landed at 6 a.m. At JFK, took a taxi up to Connecticut, and when I got there, it was like 9 o'clock when all this was happening. And then I was stuck on the East Coast for 5 days. I couldn't even get back. Didn't want to rent a car. They shut down the airports. But so, I mean, it's personal to me. It's personal to every American. But I just want, I mean,
don't forget.
I felt fortunate that I was not, you know, on a plane that was headed, you know, out of Boston or you know,
it
into the city.
It could have been so much worse.
Right.
And we lost 3,000 people.
More people than Pearl Harbor.
Yes. But there were lots of things that happened that spared a lot of lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's good to reflect. I mean, it's not what I'm here to talk about. But to reflect on that and know there are heroes every day. And if you want to be a hero in my eyes today, you want to do something to celebrate in memoriam.
He's going to say, get vaccinated.
Get your butt in line and get vaccinated.
969-6555, mydohc.com. Thanks for coming by. Do we get you next week or do we get the pretty girl?
You're going to get the pretty girl and Big Barry, larger than life.
Our thanks. Bless your heart. Here comes the first installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Amid growing concerns about the spread of the Delta variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements by August 26th. And face coverings are now required at Village Fest. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. 3221247 or act-tours.com. for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Desert Water Agency asks, if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for a $200 credit. Do you want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Happy birthday, Desert Water Agency. Register for DWA's 60th anniversary webinar on September 15th at dwa.org/60. Check it all out at, guess what, dwa.org. Joey Pals, get your day timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey Pals, come back for I'm having one, a senior moment. Come on back to me and we'll have one together.